Man, the stock market's really been on a wild ride. I'm so happy our retirement portfolio that Zach Abraham at Bulwark Capital Management built is specifically designed for volatility. Zach, stocks and bonds go down at the same time. How's that possible?
Dory, great question. We've been trying to warn people for a long time. Interest rates are at historic lows. They basically can only go up from here. As interest rates go up, bonds lose money regardless of what's going on in the stock market. You've got to have a different safety net in your portfolio other than bonds.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Schedule a free risk review with Zach. He'll show you a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio compared to the strategy he would recommend. It's exactly how the Monsons became a client of Bulwark Capital. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. On AM 770 KTTH, whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And welcome back to the show. Wow. What a week. Pretty crazy out there. And as always, we're recording the show on Friday. All right, so right now it's about 12:30. We're coming into the close. The Dow has made a round trip today. Funny enough, not the biggest move we've seen, but a round trip today of around 700 points. Pretty crazy. And great show planned for a lot of reasons. We're really excited to do this show. I say that every week, but this show's got a little bit of extra meaning because it's been a crazy week in more ways than one. I'm sure you're well aware. And first and foremost, what we're going to do, we're going to do the market update, but we're also going to explain what happened, because one of the things that has just blown my mind this week is the amount of misinformation, especially coming from one of our favorites, Jim Cramer. Love him. And if you're a fan of Jim Cramer, you really need to hear this, because I like Jim. Funny enough, Jim and I had a little bit of a spat on Twitter. We'll get into that later. But we want to talk about what happened. I want to explain to you what happened, and I want to reference a show that we recorded about 2 or 3 months ago. And we've been talking about this. And so what we've been looking for finally happened. It broke loose at the end of last week. And again, one of the things we talk about on the show all the time is leave the opinions at the door. Let's just talk the facts. There's not a lot of people out there that I don't know whether it's they're not talking facts on purpose or they don't understand what's going on. So we're going to get to that. And I think it's important you understand what happened. Stocks didn't just drop, right? It wasn't all of a sudden people thought the economy was going belly up. It's really important that you as investors understand what's going on, okay? And it also, I'm not going to gloat, but a lot of the things that we've been talking about came to fruition in the last week and a half. And we've been warning about it and talking about it in more ways than one. Several different things that we've been warning about and talking about came to fruition. So we're going to get into all that. We're going to start, obviously, with the market update. We're also going to do a segment that I think is very, very important for everybody listening to this station. If you're listening to this station, chances are you're a little bit further to the right. Okay? And I think it's very important that we address the role of Donald Trump in the economy in relation to the stock markets. Because, again, a lot of misinformation out there. And a lot of misunderstanding on the investor's part. I've run into the same question over and over and over as it relates to Donald Trump, the economy, the markets. And remember, the markets don't care what political affiliation you are. So it's very important to separate our ideology from our finances and our investments. But first, let's get into the stock market. So this was, as again, I don't want to rub it in, and I'm sure you know, you guys know this, but this is one of the worst weeks, the worst week I think we've had on Wall Street in almost nine years, since 2008, 2009. And we saw unbelievable moves all over the place. Like I said, obviously you're well aware of what happened in the stock markets. I think what happened in bonds and interest rates is just as important. We saw bonds pop long-time resistance levels and get up to a high yield of about 2.86 on the U.S. 10-year. Rates are going higher, guys. They're going higher. And if you didn't learn anything this week, the answer to rates going higher, therefore bonds losing value, which we've been hammering on this show for 2 years now, okay, this week is the reason why we don't just sell bonds and go into stocks, especially at record valuations, okay? Not a good move. Now, it has been, right? But everything is good until it's not. And markets have a way of ripping the opposite direction or doing the thing that causes the most harm. We call it the pain trade in the industry, meaning that when everybody, and this will go into what we're going to be talking about later in the show, about what really happened, because there's something that we refer to as the pain trade. Markets tend to move the way that hurts people the most. Okay? So if a bunch of guys are shorting the market, which I'm sure they are after this week, right? We see a rip your face off rally. Dow's down 500 points at, it was probably like 10 o'clock on Friday. And with 20 minutes left to go in the market, Dow was up 220, 720 point swing. All right, guys probably got a little too aggressive on the short side. Market rips the other way. But we want to talk about the pain trade and how that's a very real thing. The other thing that we're looking at too is oil. Biggest drop in oil in 2 years, weekly drop. Markets too. Markets down. Dow's down 6% for the week. And it reminds me of an interview we did with Mark Yusko, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Morgan Creek Capital. Came on the show, and he's got a saying, which is risk happens fast. It does. It just does. And I have never seen so many investors so offsides. And so long stock markets, and so long the catchy stocks. And we're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about the high flyers and how absurd valuations have gotten. And I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers because literally every person I sit down with owns the same stocks. It's very reminiscent of 99. And it's going to bite. It's going to bite. It's a matter of time. And right now, greed is running everything. Like I said, we've seen the correction in the market, right? We got 10% down. First correction we've had in years. Way overdue. And look, here's the other side of it, guys. I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet. For a lot of different reasons. This big relief rally we're getting on Friday here. This is a lot of short covering. I just don't think it's over. Again, we don't try to predict which directions the markets go. But if you think this is just a great opportunity to buy and put more money to work, look, it could be. We get a rebound here. I'm just saying that there's a very interesting things that happen on a technical basis. One of them was that there's something in the markets called the 200-day moving average. And that is looking back over the last 200 days, what's the general trend of the market? And the 200-day moving average in an up market, like we've had for the last decade, the 200-day moving average is always lagging behind the market to some degree, okay? And, you know, because it's the average of the previous 200 days. Like, where's that trend at? And one of the things we look for to see if markets are going to go down is when the stock market drops. Now, this is a really interesting setup this week because, I'll get around to the 200-day moving average. But the setup this week was really interesting because the stocks had run up so much that there was a record gap between where markets were and where that 200-day moving average is. And like I've said, the 200-day moving average is very important to technical traders, people that are looking for, you know, buy signs to step into the market, people that are looking for sell signs to sell the market. We don't do that. We're not market timers, but it's an important thing to be aware of. And something interesting happened on Friday, which hasn't happened in a really long time, was the market dropped enough at its peak. It was down 500 points, and it hit the 200-day moving average. Now, when the market goes through the 200-day moving average and closes below it, that's a very bad sign because it means all the people basically that have bought stocks over the last 200 days are now underwater. And when do most people sell stocks? They sell them when they're losing money, not when they're up, right? They do the inverse. They buy high and they sell low. It's it's like a magnetic draw for most investors. And we hit that 200-day moving average. We went through it slightly, and then stocks rebounded sharply up off of it, okay? So a lot of people are sitting there going, oh, we rebounded off the 200-day moving average. That's great. It is good. It is good for the stock market. You don't want to see it break that 200-day moving average because usually it means you're going to go a lot lower, okay? But this, I don't think this is over. So if you're thinking about putting new money to work in the markets, just sit tight. Again, it's a 10% correction, okay? A 15 to 20% correction would be very healthy and very normal for this market. And quite honestly, you could easily justify a 25 to 30% correction. Why? Because we've gone so long without one. Okay, so, you know, if there's certain particular stocks or certain things that you've been watching that you wanted and they've hit a really attractive price point, which there's some of those out there, then, you know, you can step in and nibble at it, but I'm just encouraging everybody to be careful because you're seeing now that Dow's up 375, you're seeing this rally. People are so trained to buy the dip. Every time the market dips, get in there, and everybody on TV talks about it constantly. Buy the dip, buy the dip, buy the dip. No one's paying attention to price. Nobody. And we'll get into that later in the high flyers section that we do. So long story short, a lot of different things going on. We've got oil making a sharp move down this week. Biggest drop in 2 years. Market's down 6% roughly. Dow's down right around 6% for the week. Big downward move. We want to keep an eye on it. And we're going to talk about volatility. Okay? Real volatility. Not just you say volatility and people think markets go down. There's a whole nother story. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to tie that back into the Jim Cramer tease that I had. So anyway, stick with us. We got a great show coming up. We're going to talk about volatility and Jim Cramer in the next section. If you're a fan of Jim Cramer, which I love Jim Cramer, not a big fan of his investment advice, especially during the financial collapse. But, you know, he's a good guy. He knows stocks. He knows his business. Do not mean to denigrate him, but we'll tell you about our little rumble we had with him this week and how misguided so many people, including Jim, are about what's currently going on in this market. So anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Man, the stock market's really been on a wild ride. I'm so happy our retirement portfolio that Zach Abraham at Bulwark Capital Management built is specifically designed for volatility. Zach, stocks and bonds go down at the same time. How's that possible?
Dory, great question. We've been trying to warn people for a long time. Interest rates are at historic lows. They basically can only go up from here. As interest rates go up, bonds lose money regardless of what's going on in the stock market. You've got to have a different safety net in your portfolio other than bonds.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Schedule a free risk review with Zach. He'll show you a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio compared to the strategy he would recommend. It's exactly how the Monsons became a client of Bulwark Capital. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. And hey, hopefully we have a little bit better weekend than we had a week, right? But again, right, we don't panic. No, we don't freak out and sell anything. I think we sold a couple things this week, bought a couple things. And obviously, we were prepared for this. This was way overdue, way overdue. And it's a great wake-up call, guys. End of last week, I told you guys on the show, I said, look, take this as a learning opportunity. Take this as a reality check. Take it as a wake-up call to wake up and realize that markets do not go straight up. And you right now are invested in the most expensive stock market in U.S. history. Anybody that tells you any differently does not know what they're talking about. It's a fact. Okay? So we want to get in now to volatility and Jim Cramer. Now, this is a little bit dense, but I'm going to try to explain to you. I have heard, especially Jim Cramer's been making my head hurt. Last week, last Friday, he and I got into a spat on Twitter, and he tried to kind of call me out. And I'm not putting myself on the same level as Jim Cramer, so it's just a funny interchange that he and I had. And he was completely wrong, and this week bared it out. And it goes into what we were talking about. Be careful who you listen to. You know, if you went in there and bought Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers on Jim Cramer's advice in 2008, you got buried. If you bought Jim Cramer's 10 stocks to own in 1999, you got annihilated. 8 of them are currently no longer in business. So be careful. Just because somebody's on TV and they've got a microphone in their face doesn't know what they're talking about. That applies to guys on the radio too. But just be careful. So what happened this week? Well, if you go back, and I should have looked it up, but we did a show. We had a guy named Kevin Muir on. We did a show, and we talked about volatility. Now, volatility is a word that everybody loves to throw around. Very few people have a true understanding of what it means. Volatility in the market sense is insurance, okay? When people buy things that go up when the market goes down, we call that buying volatility, okay? I'm buying things that appreciate in value as the market drops, okay? It's insurance. It's a way to look at it. Insurance on your investment portfolio. Okay, so with what the Federal Reserve has been doing, pumping liquidity into the system, propping up markets for the last 10 years, 0% interest rates. What we've seen is this record run-up without a single correction in stocks. We've been talking about it for a year and a half, 2 years now. And everybody was so certain that the Fed was going to keep pumping money into the markets and keep propping them up that what people began to do is rather than buying insurance or buying volatility, buying things that go down when the markets go down, what people began to do was sell volatility, right? Markets can't go down, so let's sell it. It's sort of like it's paramount to selling insurance and never worrying about paying the claims. Because if markets only go up, then what do we need downside protection for? What do we need insurance for, right? So people were selling volatility. There were new funds that were short volatility. And you can buy volatility in several different ways. You can buy put options, which increase in price as something drops, a market, a stock, whatever. You can short stocks. That's another way to own volatility. You're betting that a stock's going to drop. Now they've got inverse ETFs that go up in value as the market drops. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But one of the most popular ways is there's something that you've probably seen on TV before, and it's called the VIX, the Volatility Index. It tells us what the price of insurance is, okay? As markets drop, the VIX goes up really sharp. To give you an illustration, last Tuesday, when we began buying volatility, buying insurance in our clients' accounts, the VIX, the Volatility Index, was trading at about 12.5 to 13.5. In a single trading session, I think it was Friday, the VIX broke, and it went up 115% in a single day. Now, why is that important? Well, because the VIX shouldn't go up that much in a single day. Now, look, last Friday was a bad day. We were down 1,000 points. It's the third 1,000-point day drop that we've had in the last week, which is unprecedented, okay? Crazy. But why that roiled the markets was because there's a chicken and the egg type of scenario in marketplaces that, yes, markets have been going up. You know, there's been aspects of economic activity that have improved over the last year and a half, but that's not the single driver. When insurance prices are very low or volatility is low, it pushes stocks up because there's a lot of funds out there and fund managers who the way that they protect their clients is as volatility goes up, it automatically sells stocks. As volatility goes down, it automatically buys stocks. Okay? We call these volatility targeting strategies. A lot of quantitative programs, a lot of algorithmic programs out there use volatility as the main, if not the only input. So that's how they trade things. Okay? So now, getting back to what we were talking about, as the markets have gone vertical, everybody sat there and said, we don't need insurance. Right? We don't need downside protection. This is great. Push more of the money in. And a lot of different traders started looking at this and said, hey, we don't need to worry about markets dropping anymore. Everybody's so excited. Everything's improving. Let's just sell volatility. And so what they did is they pushed the volatility index over the last 2 years to historic record lows. Long-term average on the VIX, the volatility index, is somewhere between 16 to 20. There, it was trading for weeks at a time below 9, which is insane. That means there's no risk in the marketplace. Well, what do we know? There's always risk, especially when you don't think there's any. Okay? So we have this drop. Volatility goes up, and all these people that have been selling volatility, right, because they weren't worried about it, all of a sudden they sat there and went at the same time, went, oh no, we might actually have to pay claims. And so what they do, they all ran for the exits at the same time and bought volatility. And that's why volatility went up by 115% in a day. Now, you're probably sitting there going, Zach, this is really technical. What does this have to do with anything? Well, when you get these long periods of either down markets or up markets, usually it's up markets, you get a lot of these hidden risks in the system because no one cares. Everybody's just got greed driving them. They got money eyes, as we call it. And they're indiscriminately buying everything. And usually they're buying the things that's already gone up the most, right? People love chasing performance, no matter how bad it ends. And it always ends bad, every time. And guys, like I've told you, it will be no different this time. Man has not figured out how to print prosperity. Debt matters. We've got record loads of it. And we're going to get more into this topic when we discuss Donald Trump and the markets, okay? Because it's a message that I think people, especially listening to this radio show, need to hear. People that listen to this radio station need to hear. But anyway, so this all develops, and guys like Jim Cramer are flipping out, going, what's going on? What's broken? What's broken? And we're all, you know, I'm sitting there going, what do you mean what's broken? Look, you've been cheering the stock market, and you know, Jim's an honest guy, okay? He really is. His performance isn't very good. Quite honestly, you'd be much better off buying an S&P 500 ETF over the last 15 years than following his, purchase and buys and stocks recommendations. Doesn't mean he doesn't have good recommendations. Like I said, Jim's an honest guy. I like him for that, and I appreciate the role. But Jim is always blind to risks. It's everything is a reason to buy stocks all the time. Okay? And yet Jim's portfolio performance over the last 15 years is like 7% a year, 6.5% a year, something like that. It's not good. So anyway, you got the Jim Cramers of the world all freaking out, and they're trying to figure out who to blame, and you know, this market can't go down, and the economy's so strong, and all these different things are going on. And we're sitting there going, look, this is short vols, right? This is the short volatility traders. All of a sudden, there's a giant, what we call a short squeeze, and all these people that have been selling this volatility, because like I said, it's like selling insurance without having to worry about paying the claims. Kind of reminiscent of the credit default swaps in the 2008-2009 financial crisis, honestly. Right, all these guys were buying the credit default swaps, never worrying about, or they were selling credit default swaps, which pay you huge amounts of money in the event that you know, something goes bankrupt. And if you don't know that, go watch The Big Short. Don't watch it with kids. But it's a good one to pay attention to. Anyway, so we're sitting there going, "What? Look," and remember, we're talking about that reciprocal relationship, right? Not, you know, it's insane what these volatility sellers are doing, because we know that it's only a matter of time till volatility's heads, you know, it pops its head up and boom, there it goes. And this is what you've seen in the last, right? It's all played out for us in the last week and a half. And they're trying to blame this. They're trying to blame that. They still don't get it. And so finally I respond to Jim. He's flipping out, and I respond to him on Twitter, and I go, listen, you've got this all wrong. This is a giant short squeeze, and you can't freak out now that it's going against the market, because by lowering the price of the insurance, by selling volatility for the last 3 years, that's been one of the biggest things that's been pushing the stock market up. Because, like I said, there's all these volatility tracking indexes and volatility trading algorithms that sit there and they go, as the price of insurance drops, that signals to them you should buy stocks. So it's been one of the biggest wins at the market's back that nobody's been talking about. But every trend comes to an end and everything gets overdone. And that's exactly what happened. And then when volatility pops and all of a sudden those guys go, oh, wait a second, we might actually have to pay. Like I said, they all run for the exit at the same time. And this is one of the problems, guys, that we've been talking about. This market is not just about economics. This market is not just about company earnings. It is the most, I've said it a million times, and I'm going to keep pounding it into your head. It is the most expensive stock market in U.S. history. It is the second longest bull market in U.S. history. It is quickly, until a week and a half ago, it was quickly becoming one of the largest bull market advances in U.S. history. Things do not go up forever. And we'll get into that. That's not a knock on Donald Trump. That's not a knock on the tax cuts. But we'll get into this in the next segment where we talk about Donald Trump and the markets. Because this is something that, like I said, everybody needs to hear. So anyway, the big takeaway is that it's not a big part of the market, but this was all, these are the things that get overdone in these bull markets. Everybody starts selling insurance, right? Because they don't have to worry about paying the claims. And these are the things, guys, I'm not predicting. Remember, we don't try to predict which ways markets go. We don't try to guess. Okay, but these are the things that we see toward the top of markets. These types of weird things start popping up because things have gotten overcooked. So I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. It's a warning. Pay attention. If a 10% drop in a week and a half doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. And I'm not saying this is the beginning of the big unwind or, you know, everybody's going down 60%, but I'm saying, listen to the wake-up call. The alarm clock is ringing loudly. So anyway, we're going to get into Donald Trump and the markets when we come back. But if anybody tells you this, you know, what's going on, it's phony. It's not phony. What happened this week was very real. We talked about it 3 months ago on the show. You can go back in the show archives and listen to us about all this vol talking and volatility suppression. Okay? It's very real. This is not manipulation. And this is an example of the crazy excesses that are currently going on in this marketplace. And look, they haven't fleshed themselves out. It hasn't played out yet. So anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
I had never before worked with a financial advisor or endorsed a firm because I always saw the same cookie cutter stock bond split recommendation, bonds for safety. That's not helping right now. Hey, it's Story Monson. I love the way Zach Abraham and Bulwark Capital actively manage our portfolio instead of all the other guys that just have the ride it out mentality. Zach, you do it differently.
Yeah, Dory, we sure do. We take a risk management approach, meaning that we're constantly looking for ways to lower our clients' exposure to risk without giving up upside performance. The traditional stock bond portfolio absolutely will not deliver similar results to the past. You have to do things differently.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you worried about running out of money in retirement or becoming a burden on family members due to an extended healthcare situation? Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. Now, nearly 3 out of 4 of us will end up in a long-term care situation during our retirement years. And for those who aren't prepared, it can mean watching everything they've worked hard for get whittled down by the high cost of care, and family members often pay the highest price when they are forced to put their lives on hold. But there is a way you can protect yourself and your family. The first step is to come learn about new options available at my next long-term care planning class. It's in Bellevue on Saturday, February 17th. It's free, and I'll even give you a copy of my book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, just for attending. Come and learn about the new, innovative options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And there's our guy, Brian Ah, with 525 Advisors. You've probably heard me say it before, but if you're looking into long-term care, that's where we send our clients to. You can listen to Brian's show. And listen, there's no bigger expert on long-term care in this marketplace that I've met or heard than Brian Ah. He's the guy. And he's got his show on 97.3 Cairo at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. He's got a class coming up. Highly recommend it. Go listen to what he has to say. So anyway, let's get into what's going on here. We talked about the big changes last week, right? The spike in volatility, which has been suppressed for 3 years, and the problems it causes. We did a show about it 3 months ago saying, watch out. This volatility, low volatility regime cannot last. There's a lot of excesses built up. And this is going to whipsaw the other way and rip people, you know, rip their faces off, as we put it, the parlance of the business, the financial business. And the other thing we saw, too, like we talked about rates. You guys have heard me pounding the table about rates and bonds. The 10-year Treasury has popped, I want to say, 30 basis points, which is a really big move in the last 2 weeks. Rates are going up, guys. Bill Dudley came out from the Fed and said, look, this stock market hiccup is no big deal. The rate hikes are going higher, right? Get out of bonds and don't push that money all back into stocks. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and hear about our bond alternative. And, you know, I listen to people talk about the dirtiest word in investing, right? These fixed indexed annuities. There are no fees. There is no downside risk, and you capture 50 to 60% of the upside of the stock market. Clients have been averaging 8 to 9%. That's not a guarantee. You know, market's done really well. But over the last 25 years, these products have averaged somewhere between 5.5%, 6.5%, 7%, depending on the product. But it's guaranteed against loss, has no management fee, no upfront fee. People that tell you that they got fees, they don't know what they're talking about. They're probably talking about variable annuities. But that's our replacement for bonds. And I think that was a big shocker this week. We had massive down movements in stocks, and bonds were down at the same time. I got calls from clients. They're like, oh, most of our clients know, but they're like, why are bonds dropping? With the market dropping this much, I'd expect bonds to go up. One of the reasons, now the second reason why markets fell, we didn't talk about this in the last segment, was that rates are going up. Listen, guys, when you have the world's largest stack of debt in history, United States government, corporations in this country are leveraged more than they were in 2007, 2008, with the average corporation on the S&P 500 having 35% more debt than they did in 2007, 2008. They got to service that debt. As interest rates go up, that those increased debt servicing costs are going to suck right out of their earnings. No one's talking about it. Feels a lot like 2007, quite honestly, right? You've got markets priced to perfection, but these markets are 30% higher in terms of valuations than they were in 2007. This is a 99 market. And let me remind you what happened in 99. The NASDAQ fell 83% top to bottom. I'm not predicting that the market's going to crash by 83%. What I'm saying is, again, like I said last segment, this ain't going to last, guys. And the easiest way to protect yourself from it is those bond replacements that we're talking about. You know, quite honestly, if you had to ask me my suspicion, I think that this market will probably find a bottom here in the next week, maybe 2 weeks. And it'll probably go on to make new highs. I just don't think that that's going to last very long. And this is why I want to get into the Donald Trump talk. Because for the first time in a long time, I find myself butting up against people, a lot of listeners on this show, a lot of listeners to this station, that are like, hey, no, Trump's going to unleash economic growth and the tax cuts are good. And, you know, things are going to accelerate. And Obama, you know, cutting regulations, and Obama's kept his foot on the. Listen, I don't disagree with all of that. OK, I'm not saying the tax cuts are wrong. I wish they'd have done some different things with them. But overall, it'll be a plus to the economy. Right. The decreased regulations. Trust me, I appreciate it. But this market, guys. Markets don't care who the president is. Do not let your ideology blind you to the most expensive stock market in U.S. history that has been fueled by record low interest rates and liquidity from the Fed. And guess what? Both of those are going away. Here's the other thing. Look around the world. China's growth looks like it's really slowing down. It really does. Why is that a problem here? Because if China goes into recession or if growth slows down, China hasn't had a recession in 25 years. You want to talk about excess being built up in an economy? Yeah, we've got a lot of excess built up in this economy, but China makes it look like a walk in the park. Here's the other thing. If China goes, Australia goes. Australia also has not had a recession in 25 years. The main reason why is because Australia is the main provider of commodities and materials and mining and all, you know, copper and steel and all to China. And then South Korea and, you know, all the whole Asian area, that it all goes into recession. And when you've got an economy that is improved, but it's growing at 2.6, 2.7% like ours is right now, you get the world's second largest economy going into recession or growth slowing down or a credit blow up, which is inevitable. It's going to affect us. It is. And it's not a knock on Donald Trump. But numbers and financial, you know, financials and debt, these things matter, guys. He can cut all the regulations he wants, and it's not going to matter. And if you think we're going to infinity beyond because he's cutting rate, I'm just telling you, it's not the way it works. And now is not the time to be getting bullish. Are we saying sell everything, get out of them? No, you've heard me on the show before. Not advocating that. But valuations drive everything. And it's the most overvalued stock market in U.S. history. And I'm going to keep saying it. You're probably tired of me saying it. But we also want to look, and going back to why I said it's more important than just what Donald Trump's doing. Going back to the last segment, talking about this crazy volatility selling, which is really nuts if you think about it. Right? Because there's only a matter, it doesn't mean the world's going to come apart, but there's only a matter of time until you're going to hit a bump in the road like we have over the last week and a half. Volatility shoots up. There were guys, I don't know him personally, but I know of a fund manager that set up a fund strictly to sell volatility because it's been such a great trade, right? He went from $1 million to $12 million just doing that one trade over the last 2 years. Over the course of 2 days, his $12 million went to $400,000. Talk about a rude awakening, right? But these are the excesses that build up in these long-term bull markets. And now you've got conditions changing. You've got rates going up. Remember, we haven't had rates going up like this in 10 years. If you don't think that's going to slow things down, think about mortgages, right? If mortgages go up 1 point, the interest you pay on a mortgage jumps by, from where they are right now, 1 point increased on a mortgage makes the mortgage payment jump by, the interest part of the mortgage jump by 25%. And again, I'm not saying the world's coming to an end. I want to make sure that this doesn't get hyperbolic, but all these people that are out there, like the Jim Cramers of the world, God bless him, that are cheerleading this market, just look what happened this week. Look what happened last week. Now, think about what those guys were saying in 2007, 2008. I don't care what anybody tells you. This is not the time to run and hide, but this is not the time to be exposed to excess risk. And it doesn't matter what you think Donald Trump's doing, because we live in a global economy and we could make things better at here, which I think is. I think those policies are working. You know, relaxed regulation, lowering corporate tax rates, of course it's going to help. But we live in a global economy. What's happening elsewhere in the world? You want to talk about another one? Go look at England. England looks like it's starting to tip into recession. Bull markets don't last forever. And what's scary about it is when you consider how long we've gone without a recession and then looking at where valuations in the stock market are. And we're going to get into high flyers on the next segment. And I don't want to pick on individual stocks. We don't give individual stock recommendations, but I know that a lot of people listening to the show are going to have these stocks because everybody I sit down with does. And so just, you know, want to issue a warning. And on the Donald Trump issue, the other thing, and I don't want to insult anybody when I'm saying this, okay? But the last week should have taught you, right? Did you think that the 10-year going from 2.6 to 2.8 would be a big issue? Did you even know what volatility really was or volatility selling was until this week? Right? It's the old adage. It's not the bullet you see that gets you, right? And what I'm saying is these markets have gotten increasingly complex, and not in a good way. Right? Some of these leveraged ETFs and all this kind of crazy stuff they have out there, it's nuts. They're death traps. It's only a matter of time till they blow up, and we just saw it. Like I said, we've been talking about this volatility issue for a year, and no one wants to pay attention. So all of a sudden, it roils the markets 10% in 6 days. But in the financial world, there's gravity. Just like in the real world, nothing goes up forever. And it just shocks me how quick people forget, guys. 2008 was just there. 1999 before it. Nothing has changed. All the things that got us in trouble in 99 and 2008, we've doubled down on. Go look at the new budget proposal. Is the infrastructure part of it, or the bill that he's probably going to introduce later this year, is it going to be positive economically? Yeah, but guys, at what point? I heard Rush Limbaugh, Rush, on this show, on this station, talking about how he's heard people talking about the deficit for years and the debt for years, and it's no big deal. And I just, my jaw dropped because I sat back and went, wait a second. You're the vanguard of conservative ideals, Rush. What's going on here? We don't care about debt all of a sudden? And you know what I say is, look, you don't care about debt, but it cares about you. And again, when is that going to pop its ugly head up? It's kind of like volatility. You don't know. You just know what's going to happen. And we should all know these things. These unsustainable trends don't last forever. Yet everybody's running around like they are. And again, like I said, it's not all or nothing. You don't have to sell out or try to time the markets, and I encourage you not to do that. But you got to take precautions. You got to manage the risk. And one of the things that we do right now is we manage to the bogey. What is that? Every client has got a percentage gain that they need to make, right, to finance their retirement. First of all, we need to do the work to figure out what that is. Second of all, when we get into really expensive markets like this that have been running up, you know, what we've called the Buzz Lightyear market to infinity and beyond, is we really ratchet back the risk and we manage toward the bogey. Meaning, we manage the portfolio in such a way to achieve that needed growth and not an ounce of risk or exposure more. And that way, we've got dry powder. That way, when we get a big market downdraft, and it's not quite there yet for us in this most recent one, but we can pick up things that we've liked for a long time and maybe we missed out on them. Maybe they got too expensive. That's risk management. But instead, what happens? I can't tell you how many people I met with this week, probably 5 or 6. They go, yeah, you know, I saw this coming. So I started selling stocks on Tuesday. And I look at them and I go, you mean you didn't lighten up your positions before the market dropped? And I go, how much you sell? Well, you know, 5-10%. I go, when are you going to get back in? Everybody says don't time the market. And I sit down with all these people that's what they're trying to do. And they're doing it based off, I don't even know, right? This is when the disciplined approach needs to come in. And this is where we need to challenge our own bias. Don't just sit there and tell yourself that Donald's going to fix everything. Because if he could, he'll be the first president in history that can make the stock market do what he wants. And look, I hope he does. Right? I'm not cheering against the market at all. I'm just urging caution. Just like we were talking about volatility a year ago, nobody wants to listen until, you know, the train goes off the tracks. And investing doesn't work like that. Like I said, Mark Yusko, risk happens fast, happens really fast. So by the way, we're going to have him back on the show, I think, next week. Anyway, yeah, it's got a great topic. I'm excited to talk about this because we've been talking about it. You know, I just want to. He's one of the guys that's been talking about the whole volatility thing for a long time. But anyway, the whole point of this segment, I get a little off track, but the whole point of this segment is, yes, are good things happening in terms of decreased regulations and all? Yes. Rebuilding the military, I got to tell you, though, I don't want to step on any toes, but I'm not a big fan of the budget. It's going to blow out our deficits. And like I said, if you don't think deficits are a problem, you're right until they are. Right? At some point, it's going to start hurting the value of the dollar, and I think we're there. I think we're getting very close to that point. It's just math. But like I said, I'm a fan of the regulations. I'm a fan of the tax cuts. But don't I'll tell you what, if your account loses 70%, don't count on Donald to finance your retirement. You could try calling the White House. I don't think he's going to do it. But remember, in the world of finance, guys, there can't be any bias. Even though I'm a fan of what he's doing, it doesn't change my outlook that the market is historically expensive, because it is. And rates are going up. The other thing about rates going up is, do you know what triggered the last two recessions, the big ones, the falls, 1999 and 2008? Rate hiking. Rates going up. Everybody gets this cheap debt, and all of a sudden they got sticker shock because rates go up, and now all of a sudden to service that debt or to pay that credit card bill just gets more expensive. It's triggered the last two falls. Be careful. So anyway, stick with us. We're going to talk about the high flyers because, again, don't want to pick on any individual companies. I think a lot of these companies are good. They're death traps, and I want to give you some warning on those things. So stick with us. Got great segments coming up. Great show left. As always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and see what we're doing to protect our clients. See what we're using as the alternative to bonds. See how we're lowering expenses and increasing performance. Now's the time. I said it last week. Let this be a reminder. Let it be a warning. Let it be a wake-up call. Okay, the markets don't go straight up. Not saying this is the beginning of the big dip. We don't do that. We're not trying to predict market moves. We're just saying, look, there's a lot of things that we're not even aware of, like volatility, like rates going up, that can really roil markets and put big dents in your retirement plan. Don't let that happen to you. So give us a call. You can also go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. Check out, go there and check out the iTunes page. Go look. There's a section called Volatility. It's a show that we recorded, I want to say, 3 or 4 months ago. You can hear us talk about it back then, which I think is always important because people get on these radio shows and they talk all the time. And, markets are up. They're telling you to be careful. Markets are up. They're telling you it's great. Markets are down. They want it both ways. I'm a big fan of having the show on the record because you can hold me accountable to it. See if I know what I'm talking about. So go back and listen to that show about volatility, and we'll talk about exactly what just happened. You're going to hear us talk about it 3-4 months ago. So anyway, stick with us. Still some great segments coming up. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Man, the stock market's really been on a wild ride. I'm so happy our retirement portfolio that Zach Abraham at Bulwark Capital Management built is specifically designed for volatility. Zach, stocks and bonds go down at the same time. How's that possible?
Dory, great question. We've been trying to warn people for a long time. Interest rates are at historic lows. They basically can only go up from here. As interest rates go up, bonds lose money regardless of what's going on in the stock market. You've got to have a different safety net in your portfolio other than bonds.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Schedule a free risk review with Zach. He'll show you a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio compared to the strategy he would recommend. It's exactly how the Monsons became a client of Bulwark Capital. Call now, schedule a risk review, get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you worried about running out of money in retirement or becoming a burden on family members due to an extended healthcare situation? Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. Now, nearly 3 out of 4 of us will end up in a long-term care situation during our retirement years. And for those who aren't prepared, it can mean watching everything they've worked hard for get whittled down by the high cost of care. And family members often pay the highest price when they are forced to put their lives on hold. But there is a way you can protect yourself and your family. The first step is to come learn about new options available at my next long-term care planning class. It's in Bellevue on Saturday, February 17th. It's free, and I'll even give you a copy of my book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, just for attending. Come and learn about the new, innovative options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back, and we're going to get right into it because went a little over on the market update. Probably, hopefully you guys understand why. Obvious reasons, lots to talk about. Again, crazy week. Just absolutely crazy. But like you said, these things happen, and they always happen when you're least expecting them. But anyway, want to jump right into it. So We're going to do kind of a combined segment here. We're going to talk about the high flyers, all right? And then we're also going to do kind of combine it with the rollover question of the week because they kind of go together. And I was sitting yesterday with a guy that called in from the radio show and had a substantial size portfolio, done well for himself. And we start going through what he had. And I cannot tell you how many times I've heard this. And he's loaded up with the Amazons, the Facebooks, the Netflix, the Nvidias. And he goes, what do you think of those companies? And I said, I think all of those are excellent companies. And he goes, oh, so you guys own them too? And I go, nope. And he goes, why not? I said, just valuations. We're value guys, right? And what do we know? 99 taught us, 2008 taught us. Valuations matter. It's the whole reason why you buy investments. And when you're looking at NVIDIA is a great, great scenario, right? Great company, making great chips, big fans of what they're doing. We even owned the stock at one point, right? But let's use that as an example. Now, this isn't a recommendation to sell. It's not a recommendation to buy. Just want to use it as an example, okay? NVIDIA is looking at about 10 to 11.5 billion in revenue for the next year, right? Those are the projections. They might beat it a little bit, come in a little light, whatever. But then we go and look at their market cap, 140 billion. What that means is NVIDIA is trading at somewhere between 13 to 14 times revenue. If that doesn't bother you, it should. Okay. And again, if you want to hear a cheerleader for the stock, turn on Jim Cramer. God bless him. Like I said, nothing against the guy. But that is an unbelievably rich valuation for a company that's big, or that's that big. $140 billion company trading at a 60 PE ratio. Are they doing a good job? Yeah, they're growing their revenues at 20 to 30% a year, somewhere in there, which is excellent. But if you do the cash flow analysis on the company, like we've done, and you sit there and look at, you know, realistic growth targets and trajectories and all that kind of stuff, you buy this stock like this at a multiple that high, it may not be this year. Probably won't be, well, it probably won't last longer than next year, but I'm just going to tell you that unless you're really good at timing it, you're buying an incredibly expensive stock. And when, not if, when there's a hiccup, there's an issue, there's a recession, maybe they miss quarter, whatever, you could be looking at 20, 30, 40% losses in two or three trading days. Okay, that's what happens to these. Right? That's why Warren Buffett is a value investor. It's a sacred rule. Don't lose, right? You look at Amazon, great company. Look, and I got nothing bad to say about these companies. It's not their fault their stock's expensive. It doesn't mean they're bad companies. They're phenomenal companies. I just wouldn't touch them until the price of the stock dropped 40 or 50%. And look, you know, the reason I talk like that and the reason I put it out there is I believe in having a record. I believe in saying what you think. Right? It was like why we were talking about volatility blowing up 3 or 4 months ago. You know, everybody gets on, you know, and I don't want to denigrate anybody else, but so many people in the financial game, you listen to them talk and they go on for 20 minutes, you sit there and go, okay, I can't figure out, did he tell us to buy or sell, right? Because they're just waffling around. They're horrified to be wrong. I'm not. I could be really wrong in the short term, but nothing goes up forever. And the things that are going to get pounded the hardest, mark my words, write it down. It might take a year, might take a year and a half, maybe two. You may have enough time to get in and out. You might sell it at the perfect time. Do you know how often that happens? Even to professionals? Almost never. Because the things that go up the most tend to be the things that we're the most complacent about. And if we're not buying investments for value, what are we buying them for? Now, this swings into the other part, right? A little bit of a change of tone here, but that's kind of the first aspect of the client question. The other one, now this is a little less controversial. And I don't think we're being controversial. We're speaking the truth. I'm not making this stuff up. Like I said, I love the companies. Just these valuations are absolutely insane. Like I said, the most expensive in U.S. history, including 1999, including 1929. People are like, yeah, well, it's going to go up higher. Yeah, they might be right for a while. Like you said, risk happens fast. So the other part of the client question that I want to talk about is 401k rollovers. Had that a lot. Hey, we got money in a 401k. We got an IRA. What should we do? And I look at them. You go, okay, you got both? You got a 401k and an IRA? They go, yeah. And I go, why do you have the 401k? They go, well, diversification. And they ask me, should we roll it over? Listen, Dave Ramsey talks about this. You don't have to just take it from me. But if you've got money sitting in a 401k, you're almost always better to roll it over to an IRA. Typically, you're going to pay lower fees in the IRA. But the other big thing about having the money in the IRA as opposed to the 401k is in the IRA, you've got an infinite amount of investment choices. In the 401k, you are restricted to the investment choices that are provided and approved by the administrator. It's just the way it is. So you pay high fees, you have less choice. There is absolutely no consequence and no cost to roll a 401k roll a 401k into an IRA. It's not a taxable event. You don't have to pay taxes on the money. You don't have to sell anything. You don't even have to sell the stocks. You can just move over exactly what you own, funds, whatever it is. And if you want help with that, of course, you can give us a call. We do it for clients all the time. We use TD Ameritrade. All of our clients have accounts at TD Ameritrade. They're a great firm. They've been great with us, been great to the clients. But, you know, to do that whole rollover process usually takes about a week. We do all the legwork for you. And it's not just us. Other firms do too. But it's one of the easiest things you can do because you're going to be paying less fees and you're going to have more choices. You got, you know, infinite amount of investment choices rather than just the approved list that was put together by the administrator. And like I said, you can backtest that or go out and shop that against what other people say. But I'm trying to think if there is ever a reason not to, and I've never encountered one. But you just have to make sure that you're rolling it in, which is not hard to do. Usually they won't let you roll it into anything else. But if you got questions on how to roll over a 401k, you don't want to pay the 401k fees. 401k fees aren't nuts. They're not horrible. It's just like I said, you're going to save money and you're going to get a bigger universe of things to pick from and different funds to use and just infinite more choices. So if you want help with that, or you've got more questions about it, or you know you need to roll over your 401k and don't know how to go about doing it, listen, it takes about 3 minutes. We do all the work for you. We can do it in a matter of minutes. It's not a big deal. Set you up on TD Ameritrade, get you, you know, access. You can even get the app on your phone. So our clients have the TD Ameritrade app on their phone so they can get real-time updates and see exactly what's going on in their accounts at all times. It's just a much better way to have your money situated. And if you got old 401ks rolling around or you need to consolidate them, that's the other thing we run into. People moving around from job to jobs, we'll have 3, 4, 5. I've even seen cases where we've had to consolidate 6 different 401ks. And it makes it a whole heck of a lot easier for the investor if they've got one account as opposed to 6. So anyway, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And look, we can do the risk review online or over the phone with you guys. We can also meet in person. You can request the free booklet. You can call and ask us questions about a 401k rollover. But I want to urge you, whether it's us you call or it's somebody else you call, I want to encourage everybody, do not go out and sell everything. Don't do that. Okay? But you need to go speak to somebody that gives you ideas or I'd prefer it if you called us. But you need to go talk about risk management. You need to go figure out what that number is that you need to achieve. What's the maximum amount of risk that you should be exposed to? What is that performance bogey? What type of percentage return do you need on an annual basis to fund your retirement? If you don't know that, then how in the world do you know if you've got a proper investment allocation inside your portfolio? You don't. And now's a great opportunity, great wake-up time. So anyway, thanks for sticking with us. As always, you can call us 866-779-RISK or go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. And like I said, I'd encourage you to go to the iTunes store and pull up that section we did on volatility as a way to see if I know what I'm talking about. Right? It's on the record. And it's interesting to go hear us talk about it right before it happens. So got that one right. Which is nice. But anyway, thank you for joining us. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.